seeking a new career opportunity? Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking to fill multiple positions. These individuals are responsible for handling mail and document processing in a secure government facility located in Boyers, Pennsylvania. $1,500 sign-on bonus available along with relocation, housing, and services assistance to those that qualify. Keystone offers a full range of services to employees, including access technology training, orientation and mobility training, vision rehabilitation, low vision clinic, life skills education and support groups, as well as all support services. Go to keystoneblind.org/jobs for more details on this rewarding opportunity.
Are you blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.
Listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know?
Looking for resources and services related to vision loss? The trained staff of the American Printing House for the Blind Connect Center Information and Referral Line are here to help. Call 1-800-232-5463 or visit our website, aphconnectcenter.org, to access our community calendar, our directory of services, as well as our websites. The APH Connect Center, providing resources to guide children, parents, adults, and job seekers who are blind or visually impaired to greater independence and success in their lives. Call 1-800-232-5463 or visit aphconnectcenter.org for more information.
Able Docs is proud to support the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. With Able Docs document accessibility services, we are able to provide full content accessibility solutions that are unmatched by any other provider in the marketplace. We are the only organization that guarantees the compliance of every document we produce, and we back that compliance with a $10 million liability policy. Create, remediate, validate, educate. Able Docs, Inc., the worldwide leader in PDF accessibility products and services. Visit us at abledocs.com. That's ABLEDOCS.com.
If you want to make a bigger impact in the field of blindness and low vision, then you need to be a part of Vision Serve Alliance. Our network of leaders from around the field collaborate year-round through events, committees, task forces, and more to improve their sector of the field and advocate for their communities at the local, state, and national level. Our leaders are dedicated to the shared mission of creating a better world with and for those with visual impairments. If you want to be a part of something bigger and increase your impact, join Vision Serve Alliance. Visit our website to learn more at visionservealliance.org/join-vision-serve.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios, from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Glenn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome
Welcome to your show. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. That's right. We're not a podcast. This is a radio show live. That's right. And this is your host, Michael. Welcome to the Memorial Day show. That's right. This is weekend's Memorial Day. Tomorrow's Memorial Day. That is right. And by the way, if you're in the car changing the dials, don't change that dial. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. We've got a great show for you today. Before we get started, let me give out the phone number so you can call in. 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. And now let me introduce my co-host, to my beautiful wife sitting right next to me, Lynn Golder.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for the applause. Much appreciated. Welcome, everybody, to the Memorial Day weekend show edition of the Blind and Beyond radio show. Here we are, the new year, another Memorial Day weekend show.
And let me introduce you to my buddy, my co-host. What's his name? His name is Gary Sinclair. Gary Sinclair, you there, Gary?
I certainly am. Hello, everybody, and welcome back.
Gary Sinclair. And in the studio, actually, he's the only one in the studios from Blind and Beyond radio show. Everybody else is from doing it from their homes. Chris Shaw, you there in the studio?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Chris Shaw, are you there?
Drum roll or static?
I don't even hear him. Chris Shaw?
I can hear him vaguely.
You there?
I'm here.
We don't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
There's an interference, Chris.
Yeah.
Can hardly hear you.
I gotta figure that out. All right.
There he goes. He's got a buzz in there. He's got a malfunction.
We start off with a malfunction.
Yeah. Well, hopefully we...
He's got an anomaly.
Hope we sound okay.
Well, while we're waiting for Chris, Michael, let me do my shout-outs, and hopefully Chris will figure out what's going on that end. I just wanted to remind everybody that this weekend is a time of peace and remembrance, and we should honor those men and women who fought for our freedom and never made it home. And also, on this Sunday of Memorial Weekend, we would like to take a moment to remember our dear friend and loyal listener, Betty Schopp, who passed away this year. I'm sure most of you remember Betty. She used to call in all the time. We loved it when she would call in and tell us how she served in the military naval reserve, WAVES, W-A-V-E-S, which means, which stands for Women Accepted for Volunteer Emergency Service. And she would always
tell us about,
yeah, and she would tell us about her time in the military as a woman and helping to support the men of the war from the United States. And then I'd also finally like to give a shout out to Anthony Malone in South Florida. And we would like to thank you, Anthony, for your kind words about the Blind and Beyond radio show.
It was very nice, Anthony.
It really was.
Thank you, Anthony.
We should call in sometime and tell everybody what you
said.
Yeah, I was very, very, I was very touched, very, very emotional touched when you said some nice things. I always like when some of the listeners who like the show tell me how much you like the show.
Get some positive feedback.
Nice to hear that we try to do a good job, and then when you confirm it, well, we love it.
Gary, do you have any shout-outs?
Gary, you got any shout-outs?
I'm sure he does.
No, I ain't got any shout-outs.
You don't have any shout-outs.
That's right.
Right now, I would like to bring on our friend Peter.
Well, let me introduce him.
Okay, your buddy.
Okay. What I want to do is I want to introduce my brother, Navy CB, Pete Durante. He's going to come on. He's going to sing us two songs. And as I said, his last name was Durante. Peter is 96, almost 97 now. His cousin was Jimmy Durante. Peter is going to sing us two songs tonight and try to sing it like his cousin, Jimmy Durante. Take it away there, Pete.
Yes. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Happy Memorial Day to you all. I'm a second cousin to Jimmy Durante, that famous actor and singer. Two songs.
When
You're Smiling. And also, God Bless America. When you're smiling,
Can't hear Pete.
The sun.
Yes.
Oh, again.
Can't hear Pete.
When you're smiling, when you're smiling,
it's not coming through.
The world is coming through. When you're laughing, when you're laughing, the sun comes shining through. But when you're sighing, you bring on the rain. So stop your sighing, be happy again. When you're smiling, when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you. Now, God bless America.
Very good. Give us a good one now, Pete.
Okay. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her with a light from above. From the mountains to the prairies to the ocean white with foam. God bless America, my home, sweet home. God bless America, my home, sweet home. All right.
Thank you, Peter. You do that so good.
Well, you're welcome, and nice to talk to you all again, Lynn and your producer and yourself. You're a good buddy from the Seabees right here in Concord Drive, Castleberry Veterans Club. So how?
Thank you,
Peter,
and we always love you to come on our Memorial Day shows and our Veterans Day shows.
Peter, it's Michael. Peter, it's Michael. I'd like to ask you a question, Peter.
Go ahead, Michael.
Did you happen to see your cousin on television for the first time? I haven't seen his movies for a long time. It was back to back. I think about a week ago, Jimmy Durante was on.
Yeah,
back to back two movies.
He's on some old movies. Yes, The Man Comes to Dinner, something like that. But yes, he's still on, and he's still funny as ever. And he has an album, and I sing some of his songs. One of them is Young at Heart. Fairy tales can come true. It can happen to you if you're young.
Oh, I remember that. I remember him doing that.
Yes. And, you have a great show there, Michael, and Lynn. And I'm happy to come on any time, you know, to sing for you folks. I know you do wonderful work.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah. And,
Peter, call in at the end of the show if you have time, and we'll get you to sing another song before we go off the air. Can you do that?
Yes. Yeah. Let me know.
Call in about
8:45.
A little before that. Call in about 8:40.
8:40.
And Chris will keep you on hold. You'll sing another song, okay?
You mean about 8:40, 7:40?
Yes.
Yes, tonight, 8:40.
Yeah, that would be nice. You could sing another one of your cousin Jimmy Durante's songs.
Yeah, I could do that. Yeah, okay. I told my children to call in. I think Laurie and Peter and Donna, and I told them to call in. So I don't know if they're on now, but
okay.
Well, thank you so much,
Peter. We have to go to break. We'll talk to you later.
Okay. All right. God bless. I'll get off. Thank
God
you.
Bless you.
Okay, Pete.
Take care. God bless you.
Okay, God bless. Bye.
Folks, we're going to go to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Yes.
Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Living with diabetes can be exhausting, especially when trying to find accurate information and community support. The Diabetes app is looking to change that. The Diabetes app is a free social media platform where people living with diabetes or caring for someone with diabetes can find the community support they need while accessing professional information. Users can access the platform both online and on their phones, giving users the ability to access resources wherever, whenever. With the Diabetes app, resources such as podcasts, live streams, articles, and recipes become easily accessible. Download the Diabetes app today through the Blind and Beyond website under Sponsors, or find us on the Apple App Store, Google Play Store, and at www.thediabetesapp.com. We cannot wait to show you around.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone, because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone, because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Are you interested in becoming a customer care professional in a commercial contact center setting? Our friends at Lighthouse Works are currently hiring call center agents. You could be eligible for full benefits and paid training. Find out more at lighthouseworks.org/careers.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Protect your head from tree branches, signs, and anything your cane doesn't pick up with a Sunu Band, the first smart mobility aid for blind pedestrians.
It's very discreet. I can scan around with my wrist, and the vibrations tell me where the obstacles are in real time. It's like having an invisible cane for my upper body. It makes it easy to keep social distance, navigate crowds, following waiting lines, and more. On top of that, the free mobile app guides me to places, streets, and destinations step by step. The best part is I don't need to take my phone out of my pocket to use these features. Sunu Band is amazing.
Visit sunu.com and learn more. Use discount code BEYOND40 and receive $40 off your Sunu Band. That's sunu.com, S-U-N-U.com.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. Oh, we are definitely back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. Phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, wish you can, 407-894-1680. Let me repeat that again, nice and slow, 407-894-1680. That's the phone number. Yes, it is. And listen, folks, anything you miss of this show or any shows in the past 6 years, that's right, we've been on now 6 years. This was our anniversary in April. Now we're going into next, I can't believe Tuesday's June already. Can you believe? Anyway,
hurricane season.
Yeah, our webpage is blindandbeyondradioshow.org, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. They're all there. All we archive all our shows. When our show is over, a couple hours later, we archive it, and we put it on the show, Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Right now,
you know what, Michael?
Lynn, you're up.
I'd like to introduce our guest, first guest of the evening, with Miss Green's help in the background. I'll get her to be quiet as soon as I introduce Ben. Yeah, we'd like to introduce Ben Einen. It's Einen, right? Right.
Correct. Yes. Uh-huh.
Ben Einen, and Ben, as some of you may know, is the technology officer at Strap Technologies, which has become the first world's first substitute for the white cane. And we're anxious to find out more about Strap Technologies, Ben.
So, Ben, tell us about
those who don't know anything
Strap.
About it.
Tell us about Strap. For those folks who are turning in for the first time, never heard you before, tell us about Strap.
Technology, sure. And first of all, thank you for inviting me again. It's really great to keep in touch and update you all from time to time. Strap Technologies is a startup company, Austin, Texas based. We have a team of engineers in Guadalajara, Mexico that I helped hire and I'm working with to develop this incredible device. The device is a set of sensors, in much the same way that automatic driving cars and the space program uses them, that sort of sense or see, quote unquote, see the environment. Around the user, and the device is about the size of your fist, with all the sensors in it, and it's held to your chest by means of straps. Hence the name of the company, Strap Technology. In the straps and on the back of this sensor device are haptic actuators, which are basically vibrate. When something is seen by the device, it'll send a signal to these haptic actuators that vibrate with either a slight poke or a buzz or, you know, a vibration. And we use a language. It's a very intuitive language of haptic. It's almost like Morse code with vibrations that tells the user where the obstacle is, what type it is. So, as you're walking around, and you can set your white cane down and walk around with this device, and it will tell you what's where so that you can navigate walking on the sidewalk or walking in the house without the use of the white cane. We're working on a way.
I have a question for you, Ben.
You're sure?
Ben, this is Gary.
Uh-huh.
It just struck me because I'm a Floridian, and I lived in Florida for 50 years, but I was in training with the CNI in Morristown, New Jersey, with bad weather of the snow.
Yep.
How does this affect the person that lives within the snow, and how do you detect things?
That's a great question. I grew up in Minnesota. I live in Texas now, but I grew up in Minnesota and know that very well. The Strap device can detect bumps and divots or holes in any surface. So it will sense, it can be, we use LIDAR sensors and ultrasonic sensors in the device. So ultrasonics are like how bats navigate. They send out a signal and then they receive the bounce back. And so we do the same thing. And we also use LIDAR, which is using light. And all the time we're combining both of these signals and constructing. You know, this is in real time, in the microsecond or in millisecond range, in real time for everything going on around you and, you know, at your feet, at the midsection, and at your head, constantly sensing. So let's say a snowbank, you know, or a bump or slush or whatever is noticed by the Strap device. Any bump or anything that would cause you to trip or a risk of a trip, for example, would be noticed and you would be told through these haptic vibrations where it is. Is it forward on your left and down? Is it a tree branch hanging up and over your left, you know, like on the left side? All these kinds of obstacles will be seen and then communicated to you through these vibrations and little pokes. And we've tested them. It's interesting because we've tested these our device, of course, with many now blind users, and so we We sometimes can send, we can also send signals to the, to them, these haptic vibrations, and so we've done it both ways, where we say, let's take them through a course, an obstacle course that we have in Guadalajara, and then down the sidewalk and, you know, various obstacles there, and they quickly get the idea of what these haptic actuations are telling them. We do also have a two-minute, it's really just a two-minute training session. You plug an earbud into it, stick the earbud in your ear, and it'll teach you the basics. And then you're often walking, and you can intuitively know where things are. But then we also do another method where we send the signals to the user just standing there, and we ask the user, what do you think this would be? So, for example, in the straps, we have a haptic actuators up at high on your shoulders and then down toward the device itself at your chest and on the back of the chest. So if you walk up to a set of stairs, for example, that go down, as you're walking up on it, the device will send you a bump at the top of your shoulders on each side. It would kind of poke, and then middle, and then at the device. So it'll go bump, bump, bump. And you realize, oh, I'm coming up on a set of stairs that go down. If they were going up, they would start at the device, then halfway up the straps, and then the top of the straps, and go bump, bump, bump. For example,
so basically, Ben, this, once you've used this device for a few months, or depends on how fast you learn it, but once you learn basically the main signals, it would almost talk to you basically like reading Braille. I mean, you wouldn't even think twice about what the signal was, because it would hit a certain signal. An extension. You'd know what it's talking to you.
Exactly, and it doesn't take months. It, within a few minutes, people are moving around. They're putting it on, listening to the 2 minutes, and then within a few more minutes, they're really comfortable moving around. And one of the, I was there in Guadalajara a few months ago, and one of our test users said, I haven't walked this fast in a long time, because without the cane. They said, he set his cane down and was just moving along, because if it was quiet, if the device wasn't vibrating or poking at all, you could just walk knowing that the surface was flat and straight and you're doing fine. And then the moment something vibrated at all, a person walks up or a dog crosses the path, or there was a chain on the left side one time, and he could feel that, and then he just sort of adjusted his path and walked right around it, or stopped if there was a person in front of him. A tree limb was buzzing at the upper left, and he felt that, and he ducked his head and went right into the tree limb. It was just so rewarding and amazing, and he was so happy that all this was happening. It was just
Ben, this is Michael. Eventually he could jog with it, a slow jog?
Well, this is not what I would recommend now. It's good for a walking pace. Someday, okay. the goal is to speed things up and really have it. Our dream is that you could run a race. Someday that you would run a race.
This is Michael. Let's see if any listeners want to call in, give them an opportunity to call in. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. If you'd like to talk to Ben, ask him any questions about the strap, call in now, 407-894-1680. If there's any interest, if you have any questions, call in. We're not going to bite you. Call in and speak to Ben. Ask him any question you'd like, 407-894-1680. Yeah, Ben.
So you just said something else there, Ben, that, you know, it's not just what you have here today, what you're offering today, but you're possibly still working for the future of, you know, just taking a walk, but taking a jog, taking a run. I don't, you know, it would be so neat to just take a run. I haven't ran, and I don't know when, because I don't dare do it.
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to trust your surroundings. That's right. So that's our dream, is that, you know, are kind of on our roadmap. The first device wouldn't be able to support that, but I've worked in the microchip industry for over 30 years. I've run R&D teams making new types of transistors and new types of architecture. So I'm very used to a roadmap where you say, here's what we can do now, and then we just keep adding capabilities over time. And our goal is to make it so it's uploadable, if possible. If we do it with firmware and things, that you would be able to buy your strap device now, or, you know, coming up in the fall when we're releasing it to the public, and then just be able to upgrade, or kind of let us send you upgrades from then on.
Here's a question, Ben. This is Michael. If I'm blind, if I was on a bicycle, could this strap tell me if I'm riding my bicycle? Could it tell me what's ahead of me?
So that's another goal, one of the other roadmap items. But if we think about it, it could, except that the strap device is aiming its gaze or its vision in certain angles right now. And as you're sitting on your bicycle, if the bicycle wheel, which is now quite a ways ahead of you, you know, it's a few feet ahead of you, if that's having motion or causing a distraction to the sensors of the device, then it would become annoying, and we would have to modify it a little bit so it would not see the wheel, and it wouldn't worry about the wheel moving because it's always going to move, and it would only notice everything else.
Where you can project the sight, where you can project the sight 2 to 3 feet ahead of you, then it would start reading.
Yeah. Right, and we'd want to go a lot farther ahead, too, way farther than we do now, because you're moving much faster on a bicycle.
Ben, interruption. Right. We have a caller right now calling in.
Great.
Eugene, is that you out there?
Yeah, Mike, how are you doing, Michael? And
hey, Lynn, Eugene.
Harry?
Hi, Eugene.
Hi. Question, Peter. How long does this keep
this
a charge?
This is Ben, Eugene.
Probably charge, plug it in and charge it. How long is it good for one charge?
How long does it last? Yeah, I'm sorry, I can hardly hear you, but I think you said once you plug it in and get it charged and start using it, how long does it last? How long does the charge last? Is that right?
Yes.
You said same thing from him.
Okay.
You have to yell, Eugene. Pretend you're yelling.
Okay. Pretend you're yelling, Eugene. You're coming in very soft.
I got it.
Okay.
So the answer is we're targeting 24 hours minimum, and so if you're kind of a low use day, we have battery saving modes where, for example, if you're sitting down, even if you leave your device on, the device knows you're sitting down. We have a chip in there that has an accelerometer, a gyro, and a compass, and it feels what you're doing. So once you sit down and stop moving, the device will go into kind of a resting mode. The battery will use less power, and it extends the life of the battery, that charge. So, but in general, my recommendation would be to charge it up like you would a cell phone or any other kind of electronic device. I charge mine up overnight. I just plug it in, go to sleep, and wake up, and it's fully charged. That's how I would operate. But some people, college students pulling all-nighters, you know, whatever it is, they may want to have the run longer, and therefore we're coming up with a 24-hour lifetime. But if it's a calm day, you might even get more use out of it, even with a day and a half range.
Okay, the next question is the VA buying these for clients?
That's a really good, that would be wonderful. Right now, we sell them through our website, and we also have a donation button. So there could be those who say, well, I want to buy up some and donate them to family, friends, through a cause, something like that. That's what we have right now. But we are considering, and we'd like to know, actually, how we could work with groups like the VA and others. Not far from me is the Texas School for the Blind here in Austin, Texas. And that's not a shout-out necessarily, but it's here. And we're thinking, hey, how can we work together with big groups?
Ben, here's what you want to do. You want to get a lot of listeners to get a hold of their VAs, because a lot of people that are listening to this radio show belong to the VA, and you want to get the VA to get behind it, that each one goes to their VA, and each Eugene, he's from Clearwater, Florida, and you have all different folks around the country listening to the show. If they all go to their VAs and start bugging the VA to get Strap, well, then Strap could get with VA.
Go to the VIS coordinators. Go to the VIS coordinators if you're a veteran and ask.
Okay.
How much was one of these straps cost if you ever to purchase one?
Yes. So the device in the U.S., the device will cost $750 when it's released to full production. We do have a discount now for pre-ordering that they're $500, and it's 10% down. So $50 down gets you a device for $500 eventually. And we wouldn't charge you the rest of it until we release it till we start selling it later this year. But we're in we're in the progress of, you know, I'm running the technology group where we're testing all the sensors, all the haptic actuators. Now we're integrating everything, and we're getting ready to do certifications, final certifications for FCC and UL and things like that, to get it ready for full production. So
I have a question for you, Ben. What
yes, sir.
Happens if, what happens, this is Gary, what happens if something malfunctions on it?
So we have redundancy. So one thing that would be very difficult is if the battery went dead. So that then the device doesn't work at all. For that, and I mean, we'll start there and say for that, it's probably a good idea to have a collapsible white cane with you just in case. But the device itself, the technology team and I have built in redundancy. So if a particular sensor fails, the nearby sensors, we have many sensors looking in all directions, and many of them overlap each other. A LIDAR and a sonar would overlap each other. So if a LIDAR fails, the sonar would take over for all of that region that the LIDAR was looking at and do a very, very good job. It's just an excellent job is done when LIDAR and sonar are used together, but a very good job is done when either LIDAR or sonar is used. So from as far as the reception or the sensing part of it, redundancy is going to really help out there if a particular sensor fails. If it does, then you would send it in for a service, and we're working all that out. How would we service it and repair it, or that sort of thing? But we're choosing our devices for robustness, to not only just long life from an electrical standpoint, but also for splash proofness and sand and other kind of abrasiveness that could threaten to harm these sensors. So we have a great robust system that should last years and years and years.
Question for you. If I was walking around my pool, if I fell in, would it be okay?
So at the moment, it would if it's a splash, it would be okay. But if it submerges and sits there for a while, it wouldn't. So we got
in and got out quick. That'd be okay.
Yeah. That's the
expectation. It's sort of funny, but that stuff happens.
No, it's true. Yeah, that's a real situation. And so we'll be testing for situations like that, for these kind of scenarios over time. But the goal is to have it certainly splash resistant. But it isn't a fully encased waterproof system.
Right. I mean, I have a watch that I can fall in into the pool and get out quickly, and I won't hurt the watch. But if I were to go down to the bottom, stay there a little bit longer, it would mess it up. But I've fallen in before it come out, and my watch would still work. So, and that's a talking watch, I mean. So.
Yeah, that's right. So I'll take a note on that, and maybe the next time I'm back, I'll be able to answer to kind of talk more about those kind of things if we have those tests complete at that point.
Well, thank you so much, Ben. We're going to get a break. Thank you so much for coming on. Appreciate it so much. Thank you.
Thanks for having me. Look forward to the next one.
We're going to go to break.
Good night.
Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We're going to break. See you after break with a nice, good old trivia question.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
If you want to make a bigger impact in the field of blindness and low vision, then you need to be a part of Vision Serve Alliance. Our network of leaders from around the field collaborate year-round through events, committees, task forces, and more to improve their sector of the field and advocate for their communities at the local, state, and national level. Our leaders are dedicated to the shared mission of creating a better world with and for those with visual impairments. If you want to be a part of something bigger and increase your impact, Join Vision Serve Alliance. Visit our website to learn more at visionservealliance.org/join-vision-serve.
Lighthouse Works is hiring. That's right, for all you folks that are visually impaired or blind. You don't have to sit in your home doing nothing. Lighthouse is hiring. Lighthouse's target areas are Osceola County, Orange County, and Seminole County. These are the counties that Lighthouse wants to hear from you. Call Lighthouse Works today. Lighthouse Works is always accepting resumes, but due to the seasonal nature of many of the contracts we acquire, callbacks and interview scheduling may revolve around when the demand is the greatest. So if you're looking for work, call Lighthouse Works today. And the phone number to call, 407-898-2483. I'm going to repeat that number. Call now, 407-898-2483.
Are you seeking a new career opportunity? Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking to fill multiple positions. These individuals are responsible for handling mail and document processing in a secure government facility located in Boyers, Pennsylvania. $1,500 sign-on bonus available along with relocation, housing, and services assistance to those that qualify. Keystone offers a full range of services to employees, including access technology training, orientation and mobility training, vision rehabilitation, low vision clinic, life skills education and support groups, as well as all support services. Go to KeystoneBlind.org/jobs for more details on this rewarding opportunity.
Are you interested in becoming a customer care professional in a commercial contact center setting? Our friends at Lighthouse Works are currently hiring call center agents. You could be eligible for full benefits and paid training. Find out more at lighthouseworks.org/careers.
Protect your head from tree branches, signs, and anything your cane doesn't pick up with a Sunu Band, the first smart mobility aid for blind pedestrians.
It's very discreet. I can scan around with my wrist, and the vibrations tell me where the obstacles are in real time. It's like having an invisible cane for my upper body. It makes it easy to keep social distance, navigate crowds, following waiting lines, and more. On top of that, the free mobile app guides me to places, streets, and destinations step by step. The best part is I don't need to take my phone out of my pocket to use these features. Sunu Band is amazing.
Visit Sunu.com and learn more. Use discount code BEYOND40. And receive $40 off your Sunu Band. That's Sunu.com. Sunu.com.
Looking for resources and services related to vision loss? The trained staff of the American Printing House for the Blind Connect Center Information and Referral Line are here to help. Call 1-800-232-5463 or visit our website, aphconnectcenter.org. To access our community calendar, our directory of services, as well as our websites. The APH Connect Center, providing resources to guide children, parents, adults, and job seekers who are blind or visually impaired to greater independence and success in their lives. Call 1-800-232-5463 or visit aphconnectcenter.org for more information.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. And for those folks who are tuning in for the first time, don't know what the show's all about, well, just say this. We say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. The show was started, let's put it this way, 6 years. We started our sixth year, and we started it so people who are sighted can know about the blind community. Because when I was sighted, before I went blind, I didn't know any blind folks. And I didn't know how to talk to them. I didn't know what to say. And you folks, too, out there listening for the first time or listening to the show, period, if you are sighted, listening to the show, you realize that we, the blind folks, can do a lot of things. We might not have our eyesight, but we can do many things. We can't drive a car, not yet anyway. But the bottom line is we can do a whole lot of things. And right now, it's trivia time. The first trivia, I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to give you a big hint.
Wait a minute, Michael. Michael, you're supposed to say, it's trivia, trivia, trivia time. You only said trivia once.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was
if he got, if, I don't know if Chris got his trivia. All right. Chris, did you get Gary's trivia?
Yours first,
then. He's not even there. Okay. So here's my trivia. Well, wait. Gary will get his a little later. My trivia is about this gentleman. I can't hear what.
Somebody breathing?
Someone breathing? What is that? We have a new.
I don't know who that is.
We have a new thing.
That was Chris.
Is that you, Gary, breathing on the show?
No. I got an airplane going over, but.
Oh.
No, that ain't me. I heard the same noise.
My trivia, this gentleman just died this week.
78 years old.
He was 78 years old. He had a couple very big hits. We're going to play one of the songs for you. Tell me who's playing this song. We want to dedicate also the show to him.
You have it, Chris.
People know who he is once you hear the songs. He had a few big hits. We're going to play one of his hits. Can you tell me who's singing the song? 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Who is singing
the
song?
Nothing seems to fit.
This was a big hit, top 10 song.
Raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling. So I just did me some talking to the sun. And I said I didn't like the way he got things done. Sleeping on the job. Raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling. But there's one thing I know, the blues they send to meet me won't defeat me. It won't be long till happiness steps up to greet me.
Okay, Chris. So who is singing that song? 407-894-1680. He just passed away this past week. In a couple big hits. This is one of top 10 song. The whole story to him, too. I knew him.
You knew him?
Yeah. Yep. He was on my brother and parents. We were distributing his records. The label that he was on was one of the big labels we had, the same as the Shirelles, same as Chuck Jackson, same as Dionne Warwick, and he was on the label too. Burt Bacharach was working with him. So who am I talking about? Anybody calling in yet? 407-894-1680. Don't forget, you can't call in if you called in the last 30 days. You can't call in. So those folks, let's hear from someone new. We'd like to hear from someone new. Okay, 407-894-1680. Give someone a shot that's new. Anybody know who's singing the song?
What happened to Gary?
I know the singer. I know that singer and I know the song, but I can't place it.
Okay.
I can't wait to find out who it is.
Already.
All right, so who's on the phone here?
We have John Stroop calling in and then Sheila Young.
So we have two people calling in, one from Indiana and one from a place called, I don't know if I've ever heard of it, called What's the name of it? Orlando, Florida. Yeah, Orlando, Florida. So we have one from Orlando, Florida. Who was first? Indiana?
Indiana
was first?
Yeah, Indiana's first.
John, up in Clinton, Indiana.
We can't hear you, Chris. It's coming in very weak. I hope it's not coming on the radio like that, because it's coming very weak.
Who is it?
This is John Stroop from Clinton, Indiana.
Oh, hi,
hey, John. There,
Indiana. You're coming in very weak. Very weak. I can hardly hear you. Talk up. Talk louder.
I'm talking as loud as I can.
Okay, we get you.
Okay, now we got you. So who do you think is singing there, mister? Who do you think is singing?
Yeah, it's B.J. Thomas.
You are 100% right.
Hey. Yep.
Do you know his other song? Do you know his other song that he had? A big song, too?
What was the other one? Wait a minute. No, not right offhand, I don't.
Well, let me ask you another question. There was another song called Raindrops. You know who sang the other song called Raindrops? It was a top 10 record called Raindrops, too? There was two songs called Raindrops.
Raindrops or what the heck was it?
Raindrops.
So many raindrops
falling
from
That's
the sky.
Yep. Any idea who's singing it?
I don't know. I can't remember who sang it, but I remember the song.
That was by D. Clark. Well, anyway, you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway. Enjoy it. Give your name, and we'll send it out next week to you. A $10 gift card from Subway. Thank you very much for calling, John. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Don't hang up.
I'm not hanging up.
Thank you so much, John, for calling. I appreciate it.
Congratulations.
We have another call on the line. From Orlando,
Sheila was
Florida.
Sheila was there, but I don't know where she went.
I am right here.
Oh, there she is.
I can't hear you either. Talk up a little bit.
All right. Do you want me to yell?
Yes. I can't hear you. Don't forget, you're a long way. You're 50 miles away. Can't hear you.
No, I am not. No. Anyway, yes, I am so sad that he died, and I never did hear the details, but he can't be that old. So anyway,
he was 78.
I
was 78 years old.
Wow, that's really young. So anyway, I hung out just to say happy Memorial Day, and I missed the first part. So Lynn, were you able to read the poem I sent you or no?
No, not yet.
Okay. It'll be done, but not yet.
No, I don't have it.
Oh, you don't have it?
No.
Oh, she don't have it.
No, okay. Well,
I'll look on my phone.
Have to look on the ship.
I don't want to do it.
Sheila.
I'll look on my
phone. We have another caller calling in.
Wait a minute. Michael, Sheila.
Happy Memorial Day. Bye.
Sheila.
Come on. We have another caller calling in. Kim from Boca Raton. Kim, are you there? Kim?
He said Kim? Something with his mic's not working right. Hold on.
There's Kim.
Is it still on? He put me in hold.
Kim from Boca Raton, Florida. Are you there, Kim?
Yes.
There
you
she
there?
Is, Michael. Yes, she is, Michael.
Okay. Talk up, Kim.
Talking to somebody
else. Kim, you have to talk.
Hello?
I can't hear you, Kim.
Let me read Chris. Well,
thank you. I can't hear you.
Oh, there's
there you are. Now I can hear you.
Hi.
Hi, Kim.
Hello, Kim.
Hello.
If you listen to the show, you can't wait and talk to us because there's a delay. You can't. If you're waiting
Hello?
For us to talk.
Hello.
There she is again.
Later, then she doesn't understand.
Kim, you have to talk to us on the phone. Don't if you're listening on the radio from WFTL down in South Florida, you can't because it's a delay.
Well, thank you. Say good night.
Thanks for calling in, Kim. We can't hear you. Thank you,
Chris. I'm going to read this poem I found that Sheila sent. So this is in honor of Memorial Day, and it's called Thank You, Veterans. Thank you, Lord, for our veterans from all across this land. Yes, Lord, the American veteran who always took a stand. the veteran who fought to make this country be the one land in the world where all men could be free. And Lord bless the veteran who fought on Flanders Field, the vet who drew a line and then refused to yield. Lord, thank you for the veterans of the greatest generation, they who fought on many fronts to preserve the greatest nation. Lord, thank you for the veterans whose names are on the wall, those who in the jungle watched their buddies fall. Lord, thank you for young veterans, the ones who can't come back. Yes, thank you for the volunteers of Afghanistan and Iraq. Lord, make us ever grateful for the many parts they played, but most of all, we thank them, Lord, for the sacrifices that they made. Lovingly written by Sharon K. Youngs.
That was beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Thank you, Sheila, for sharing that.
Must be a relative.
Yeah. Lord, yeah, young.
That's on the end.
Good evening. Good evening. It's Nigel. Hey, Gary, how are you?
Hey, Nigel.
Hello, Nigel. Hey, Michael, and hey, Lynn. Hey, Chris.
How you doing, Nigel?
Great. How are you guys?
I'm coming along. How you doing?
Great. Hey, listen, I have a point of trivia for you, and I'm glad you pointed out that last song, Raindrops,
yep.
By B.J. Thomas. First of all, I was very shocked to hear from you, Michael, that B.J. had passed away. Do we know what happened? He had lung cancer. Oh, man. Well, anyway, so you're asking about
lung cancer. He just passed away. Lung cancer.
You're asking about another song that he came out with. Of course,
if the young lady knew it, yes.
Yes. There was Hooked on a Feeling.
That was a big song, Hooked on a Feeling. That's right.
Yeah. There was also one called This Time the Girl is Gonna Stay that was not really as prominently played as that one. And then there was Hey There, Everybody's Out of Town. That came out about the same year as, I think the following year. That came out in 1970. But here's a bit of trivia. I, too, was concerned about two songs having the same title, so I called the DJ or a DJ at the radio station that was popular in South Florida back then. Gary knows what I'm talking about, WQAM. Anyway,
yeah.
And asked him about that. I says, E. Clark did Raindrops. What about the B.J. Thomas song? There's a technicality. That song is actually called Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head. That is the actual title.
That's correct.
So that's
Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head. That's correct.
So it's not called Raindrops. That's the technicality. That's how B.J. was able to overwrite to the copyright, so to speak.
Right. When we distributed the song, and in the jukebox, it said Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head.
Yeah. That's it.
You're
right.
So sometimes it's short and it just makes Raindrops Keep Falling. That's about it. Yep.
Yeah. Well, too many people just know it as Raindrops. It's like they do other titles. You know, there's another song by Roberta Flack. People just call it Killing Me Softly. They think that's the title of the song. The title of the song is Killing Me Softly with a song. Yeah. Just a little bit of trivia.
Well, thank you for your knowledge there.
Keep us aware. Absolutely.
Yep.
Mr. Smarty Pants. Very good. Very good.
Yeah, right.
Very good, Nigel.
Thanks for calling in. Thank you.
Good night, Nigel.
Good night, Nigel. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Sing a song with the army.